kind of keep yourself, you know, what it could do to your important, you know, hands and everything else.
And apparently, he learned to drive one day, and the next day he applied for a driving job.
I could see that. That's really something. Justin.
And the other thing about his name is that he didn't want it to be Pratt, or is it Pratt or Platt?
It's Platt. Platt. P-L-A-T-T.
He thought that Platt would make people think of Pratt Falls.
Ah, interesting.
So he didn't think it would look good on a marquee.
That makes perfect sense. And Jess in the South Hills confirmed our conversation before about family concern of either, you know, bringing notoriety to the family, or either the good kind. I guess notoriety is typically not a good thing, or a lack of anonymity to the family. So he just wanted to change it for privacy as well. But having a name like Boris Karloff just seems to fit the role he played.
Well, they were in the British Foreign Service.
Mm.
And his daughter was born on the same day.
Born
on November 23rd.
Wow.
And his daughter was born on November 23rd as well.
Wow. That's something.
And she's still alive. She does like horror, like Comic Cons or something like that.
That makes sense. She's, you know, using the family name. It ended up being a good thing for her.
But they have never confirmed that it was a family name.
Right. I noticed in the write-up that I was skimming that they don't know if there's really roots to the Karloff name. Yeah, I did see that. Could be, but these days at least she's got roots to her dad. So that's
right.
That's something.
Sure.
Well, thank you, Susie. Good to chat as always. A charge to you.
Thank you.
And a charge to you as well. If you came up with Boris Karloff, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington Tube City, online at wmck.fm McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own audio player, as well as that of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service, all together now, 631-359-8728.
Oh, Mr. Tuck, what good's it do? They love your chair, but nobody cares for Egyptian nights were never colder. Oh, now your friends are thousands of years older. Whatever happened to that gang down by the Sphinx? Seems we're only 40 winks away. Hey, those girls in Cairo with their belly button jewels made you play the fool yesterday. And now you keep in shape with Elmer's glue, 'cause we're all wrapped up in them dead Egyptian blues. Oh, Mr. Tuck, they love the mass, yeah, but do they love your honey, sweetheart? Don't ask. Wear those baby browns and that pearly smile. That smile drove them wild by the early night. your bro. Centuries of standing sideways turned you to a pro. Oh, those girls in Cairo who filled your heart with lust, oh, they've all turned to dust. Yesterday, yesterday. And those bandages don't do that much for you, 'cause you're all wrapped up in them dead Egyptian blues. Oh, Mr. Tuck, they love the tomb. That golden leaf brightens up the room. But what's the diff if you're a stiff? What riff they're playing? Your ears have spent 5,000 years decaying. What does it matter what possessions you may boast? Oh, when you're just a ghost, it's only jive. Clive, your sarcophagus is glowing, but your esophagus is showing. Who cares how rich you are, love? You still look like Boris Karloff. Call Nautilus, they might even refund your dues, 'cause you're all wrapped up in them dead Egyptian blues. Oh, Mr. Tuck, you wait and see. Another few thousand years, they're gonna dig up me.
They're gonna dig up me.
I'll have all my little treasures here at hand. A CD of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. A little Maui Wowie dried up, crumbled in a bone. A letter from my honey saying, love you kids so long. Some peanut butter sandwiches, long return to sand. Oh, not much gold or silver, but tight. I think you'll understand that in my way, I'll be just like you, all wrapped up in them dead Egyptian blues. All wrapped up,
all wrapped up,
all wrapped up,
all wrapped up,
all wrapped up in them dead Egyptian blues.
The Saturday Light Brigade with a tip of the SLB bugle to John in Economy Borough, who remembered that that song included the name Boris Karloff. Congratulations if you came up with the answer. That was the answer to our history riddle in the last hour. Susan, or was it the other Susan, also came up with the correct answer. And our brigade charade is coming up in just a moment, giving you another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
The Youth Media Center was really popping with activity over the past week. Field trips from Pittsburgh, Manchester, as well as a few other schools, a lot of after-school activity. And you can learn more about our Youth Media Center activities by going to ymc.slbradio.org. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Here is this morning's Brigade Charade. It's just like charades. Only we do have to use our words for each syllable because we've got exclusive use of the technology that keeps the pictures from coming into your home. Are you ready? We're looking for a two-syllable word this week. The clue is sometimes uses gas. Sometimes uses gas. Syllable one, dismiss. Syllable two, put down. Once again, the clue is sometimes uses gas. Syllable one, dismiss. Syllable two, put down. Put those two words together, and you will be able to come up with the single two-syllable word that answers the clue sometimes uses gas.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with this morning's Brigade Chariot Puzzle.
I was born to sing a good time song. You know that nothing used to bring me down. Till the day I fell in love with you. And baby, that's the day I found you. Got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues. Does a good time man like me ain't got no business singing the blues. Go on home and get out of here. You know I don't want to see your face. All the things you're doing to this boy's mind, it's an absolute disgrace. You got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues. Oh Lord, does a good time man like me ain't got no business.
Winter is coming and she'll carry her crown. Promises made like things will get better. Everything has changed except these ragged love letters that I carefully save for that day you come home. Crickets are singing their final farewell. Sirens on the highway, train whistles, church bells. The night bird's gone quiet, and they're all hunkered down. But winter is coming, and she'll carry her crown. Winter is coming, and she'll carry her crown. Winter is coming, and she'll carry her crown.
New music there from Stephen Peter Rogers. The tune is called Winter is Coming. And the Sodom Scene. Did Jim Croce's A Good Time Man Like Me Ain't Got No Business Singing the Blues? A few correct answers coming in. Not too many, though. Just a few. Here's our puzzle again. We're looking for a two-syllable word. Sometimes uses gas. Sometimes uses gas. A two-syllable word is what we seek. The first clue is dismiss. And the second clue is put down. I think this one is a little tough. 412-200-5975. Morning to John and Marjorie. I just picked up the phone to say hello to them a second ago, and now I'm going to say hello to Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. I felt I had a disconnect somehow.
You did. It was my fault, as they say, or my bad. I hit the wrong button with my wrong finger. I thought that would cure it, you know, with two wrongs, but it didn't do it.
Right.
You, I think, are the only person that came up with this, I think. Let me check. Oh, it looks like, Larry and Vanessa listening down south also came up with the correct answer, but you're the only one, in addition to them, that has it. I think that's a good thing.
I thought, you know, I didn't really use the clues. I thought of what is sometimes gas? And the only thing I could think of, other than, like, you know, gasoline in a car and use electric car, you know, that kind of stuff, the only other thing I could really come up with was a fireplace.
Well, good reasoning. I always sort of test these puzzles. And I was thinking, if somebody plays it that way, they'll probably think of hybrid, like a hybrid car. But right. I don't think you could get that from the clues. But no, fire, or I'd get dismiss, would be the word fire. To fire right. somebody is to dismiss them. And put down could be to place something.
Right.
And so you get fire place. But that was a tricky one. Congratulations for coming up with the correct answer. And as I said, I think you're the only one.
Well, I was thinking that cars one time ran on charcoal and wood. And I think during World War II, I mean, I read some stories where somehow they converted cars from gasoline to either wood or charcoal or, you know, other kind of ingredients like that.
That I didn't know. That's, I could see it.
Yeah, because there was a shortage of oil.
Maybe they ran on all the bacon grease and fat people were told to store in their refrigerator, but probably not.
Well, I know when I was growing up, my mother would always have a little container of bacon grease in the refrigerator. And whenever she needed, you know, some oil or grease or whatever to fry something, she would take it out and use that. And I don't know if she picked that up from World War II or that's just the way people operated. Because, you know, you buy grease at the store and it used to be lard. Now it's kind of like Crisco, which is vegetable, but still supposedly not very good for you. So, you know, like when she'd fry an egg, she'd just take a little of that grease out, put it in the frying pan, and fry up the egg.
We were just talking about that this morning, about ways, Ricky and I, about ways our parents, either from having lived through the Depression themselves or having been children of parents who directly lived through the Depression, kind of carried on the trauma that they had from that time. I mean, my dad would not allow lights to burn 1 second longer than they needed to in order to save electricity. He had a number of other habits like that that clearly were informed by his parents not wanting to waste anything.
Yeah, I know that my my father's in the Army, so we always lived in Army housing, and we never had to pay an electric bill because, you know, the Army just took care of everything. And then when he retired from the Army, when we moved into our own house, then he would say, "Don't turn on that light," you know. You know, because of the we had to pay for the electricity. And my parents would always, because he was in the Army, because he was going to retire eventually, my parents would always tell him, "Well, it's going to be much tougher on the outside." So they always considered civilian life the outside.
What's it like? What's it like in the outside world?
Yeah. So did you? Ricky was saying you had a fireplace at your house that has gas.
We do, and it's the nicest thing in the world. Our furnace went out about 6 weeks ago, and it was during that brief cold snap we had. And a gas fireplace is a nice thing to have when that happens. But, you know, for all the convenience of this gas fireplace with, you know, a damper that right. is at the ready, and we were all set to go, the little remote control for it did not have a battery. And I realized we lived in a house without a single working 9-volt battery in it, which amazed me. I mean, I checked them all right. With my tongue and everything, and we had like six or seven useless 9-volt batteries that had no charge left in them, and like I promptly put them back rather than throwing them away. And then I went to go buy some 9-volt batteries, and I realized why I don't have a lot of extras around the house. They are kind of expensive these days.
An interesting thing I came across, you know how you go into the restroom at a store or whatever, mm-hmm. and you put your hand underneath the thing and it automatically comes out?
Yes.
The paper towels?
Oh, that thing. Yes, there are a number of things that you can do that in a restaurant.
But anyway, well, maybe all of them.
Or a restaurant.
But anyway, they run off of batteries.
Oh.
Because one time at work, it didn't work, and so I went to the custodian. She said, oh, we have to put new batteries in. And then I was at, I guess, Panera or something, and I asked the guy who worked there, and he said, oh, yeah, they run off of batteries. And I said, what kind? And he said, like, C batteries or something like that. And I'm thinking, well, you know, the place was brand new. They built it from scratch. Why didn't they put the electrical wires in and have it running off electricity instead of off of batteries? And I asked, well, how long do they last? He says, oh, 5 or 6 months. And I said, well, can you recharge them? He said, no. And I'm thinking, this doesn't seem to make any sense. I'm sure the water thing where you put your water comes on automatically and all that stuff all runs off batteries.
Interesting. You wonder if it's with water, if it's for safety or to make sure the valve doesn't get stuck due to an electrical shortage. But hard to imagine. I know one of our studios that kids use and occasionally adults has an automatic door, a door where you press on a plate and it opens. And that door works on a battery. I kind of understand because you wouldn't want the power to be lost and somebody to be in there. But frequently, that door frequently has trouble because the battery has trouble.
You know, they always say they're motion activated,
mm-hmm.
but that's not really true.
No.
Because you notice you put your hand under there and the water doesn't come out, and all of a sudden you get upset and everything. So they're really emotion activated.
I couldn't agree more. Tom, thank you.
Okay.
And fireplace, the answer. And Tommy in Virginia just came up with it, too. I missed his text, but he came up with it. At the same time, congratulations if you came up with fireplace, our brigade charade. Here's a beautiful song, a new version of it.
We sat at each end of the couch, watched as the fire burned down, so quiet on a winter night, not a house light on for miles around. Then he said,
I think I'll fill the stove, it's getting time for bed.
I looked up, I think I'll have some wine, how about you, I asked, and he declined. Warren, I said, maybe just for tonight, let's fill the stove with birches and watch as the fire burns bright. How long has it been? I know it's quite a while. Pour yourself half a glass and stay with me a little while. But Warren, he shook his head as if I'd made some kind of joke.
Birches on a winter night, no, we'll fill the stove with oak. Now oak will burn as long and hot as a July afternoon. Birch will burn itself out by the rising of the moon. You hate a cold house, same as me. Am I right or not?
All right, that's true, I said. It was just a thought, and I said, Warren, you do look tired, maybe you should go up to bed. I'll take care of the wood tonight. Oak, he told me, oak, I said. I listened to his footsteps as he
climbed up the stairs and I pulled the sweater on me and set my wine glass on a chair. I walked down cellar to the wood box. It was as cold as an ice chest. And I climbed back up with four logs, each as white as a wedding dress. And I filled the stove and poured the wine and sat down on the floor. I curled my legs beneath me as a fire sprang to life once more. And it filled the room with its hungry light, and it cracked as it drew air, and the shadows danced a jittery waltz like no one else was there. I stood up in the heat, I twirled around the room, and the shadows, they saw nothing but a young girl on her honeymoon. And I knew the time would be short, soon the fire would start to fade. I thought of heat, thought of time, I called it an even trade.
The Saturday Light Brigade, Bill Morrissey wrote it, and there you've got Laurie McAllister and David Glaser singing the song Birches, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets John and Marjorie's weekend off to a good start, their daughter and their granddaughters, too, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I know what you need to think. I know how you need to walk. I know what you need to drink. I know how you need to talk. And even if you try to say that I'm pretending, I do it anyway, because it's trending. It's trending. It's trending. It's trending. I know all the things to wear. I know all the hottest shows. You can take me anywhere, 'cause I know, baby, I know. Staying up to date is never ending, but I'm simply fascinated by what's trending. What's trending?
Some people worry about what happened in the past, things that ever last, or that stand the test of time.
Every move to make.
What's trending?
I know every song to sing.
What's trending?
I know every rule to break. Baby, I know everything. Come and get it while it's hot and history's pending. And if you might have just forgot, ask me what's trending. What's trending? What's trending? What's trending?
Your hat
What's trending? I know what you should have paid.
What's trending?
I know what you think of that.
What's trending?
I know what you probably made.
You can ask me what's trending.
What's trending?
You can ask me what's trending.
What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
That's Leo Sidran at the Saturday Light Brigade with Saul Sidran and Michael Leanhat together with What's Trending. Our Brigade Charade puzzle was also answered by Larry and Vanessa listening in Charleston, South Carolina this morning. And I mentioned this last week, but it's so delightful. I want to mention it again. John and Marjorie are in Harrisville. Their daughter, Molly, is in Kennerdale. And Molly's daughter, Becca, is also there. And they all listen together in their respective homes. Wonderful to hear that, and we're glad that you do.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Giving Tuesday is coming up, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, Tuesday, December 2nd. And as you might know, it's a day when nonprofits band together with hopes that you'll support those whose work you care about. SLB will once again be part of the local effort here, which is called Give Big Pittsburgh. And you can learn more at tinyurl.com/givebig2SLB. You also can get a head start by making a donation at any time, including right now.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Thank you for your support. You can also call us anytime this morning if you'd like to securely make a donation by phone. Now it is time for today's Brigade Charade. I saw Ricky looking. There's a lot to count in this morning's High Clue. Did I say Brigade Charade? I think I did. It's our High Clue that we have coming up, and Ricky is auditing the High Clue to make sure it's absolutely perfect. Is it? It's got its 17 syllables. It does. I have 17 thumbs up, and here it is. Today's High Clue. He gave a red one. Handmade by his mother to the Smithsonian. He gave a red one, handmade by his mother to the Smithsonian. Do you have any idea of what the correct answer might be?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio.
There's a warm wind blowing from the south. Something crazy's blooming, and the smell of it reminds me of the smell on my body of a woman that I knew when I was too young to know. Let me fall in love before the spring comes. Well, they used to say that April was a sweet month, but now we know that she is cruel. In the city she gives nothing but a memory of promises she made us in wilder times and wilder places, where the city streets don't go. Let me fall in love before the spring comes. It's a fool's world that has no sorrow at its center, and it's fool's gold that breaks and does not bend, and the jeweled snows of winter melt in the gutter, and the long-lit nights of lazy sleeping threaten to be over. And I have not abandoned hope. Abandon's what I fear and abandon. Seems to be just what I need. Let me fall in love before the spring. Let me fall in love before the spring comes. Let me fall in love before the warm comes. Let me fall in love before the spring comes.
Let us be true, in spite of all that time can do, while starry armies clamor for the blessings that are ours. Love, let us fight against the coming of the night with foolish little candles that we raise up to the stars. To plant in autumn seems like such a foolish thing, but how do flowers bloom in spring? All that we know, all that we ever know is nothing but a hymn we sing in shadow to a veiled and vacant sky. All that we see in shadow, yet the shadows seem to shape themselves to someone who might listen to our cry. To plant in autumn seems like such a foolish thing, but how do flowers bloom in spring? Time, as they say, is like a river, and the river bears away our muddy bodies as it passes to the sea. Day after day, we see the sun on water, unaware how precious are the moments as they flow through you and me. Seems like such a foolish thing, but how do flowers bloom in spring? Love, let us sing. Love, let us wonder. Let us try to sing the passing of these moments and their taste upon our tongue. Such moments bring their gifts of wondering and remembering, compassion for the dying and compassion for the young. To plant in autumn seems like such a foolish thing, but how do flowers bloom in spring?
The Saturday Light Brigade with Bob Franke. I was listening to that song so carefully, I almost missed it ending. I've always loved that song, especially around this time of the year. The late Bob Franke, Hugh Blumenfeld, and Lucy Kaplansky with another song that fits this time of the year. Let Me Fall in Love Before the Spring Comes. A number of correct answers to this morning's high clue. He gave a red one, handmade by his mother, to the Smithsonian. And we'll reveal the answer in just moments. Susie in Alexandria got the answer correct. And a few others too. Rich in Freeport. Good morning, Rich. Just got the correct answer as well. And Mike in Mars shares the correct answer with us. Here comes Patrick in South Park. Also with the right answer, Barb in Oakmont got it. So did Tom in McCandless and Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia. And Larry and Vanessa also got the correct answer in Charleston. And Stu in McCandless with Sarah got the correct answer as well. We were looking for Fred Rogers and a cardigan sweater, a red one to be exact. And today was the day, November 22nd, back in 1984. It's hard to believe how many years it's been. 41 years ago on this day, Mr. Rogers presented a sweater knitted by his mother to the Smithsonian, and he described it as a symbol of warmth, closeness, and caring. So congratulations to you if you knew that we were looking for Mr. Fred Rogers and his cardigan sweater. Thank you also to Penny. It's nice to you and the Kellys for your contribution. We appreciate your support as we get our year-end donation drive underway. Thank you, Penny. breaking news. I had to interrupt myself with that. Thank you, Penny, and the Kellys, the girls, the boy, and also congratulations to you. If you knew we were looking for Mr. Rogers, or certainly acceptable also was the cardigan of Mr. Rogers. We've only played this one once or twice. It's a fun song by Zoe Mulford.
Peel some bananas and split them in two. A cast iron pan is the best one to use. And then you melt lots of butter till it just sizzles. Then fill up the pan from the edge to the middle. Then turn down the heat till it's barely a whisper, soft as the voice of a pastor from Pittsburgh, who likes you just as you are. You gotta be patient and just wait around to flip every piece when it's caramel brown. And when they're nearly done, then you can season them, squeeze in some lemon, a sprinkle of cinnamon, serve with a spatula, scrape the pan quick. The very best part is the bits that stick. This is a dish that my mom and her sister learned from that soft-spoken pastor from Pittsburgh, who likes you just as you are. It's a simple recipe, bananas and butter and fire and thyme. And if you don't have any lemons or cinnamon, just leave them out. It'll still be divine. It's sticky and melty and salty and sweet. Cozy as warm woolly socks on your feet. It tastes like a hug, tastes like a snow day. You might feel like licking your plate, and that's okay. Family recipe, sister to sister, named for that soft-spoken pastor from Pittsburgh, who likes you just as you are. It's a simple recipe that someone who loves you might make you sometime. And if you've got no one to fry you bananas, make some for yourself. It'll still be divine. And if you miss someone, you might hear them whisper, soft as the voice of the pastor from Pittsburgh, I like you just as you are.
Of important things, like how to keep a fish alive and tie up my shoelaces, and that to be correct as usual is pretty unusual. Da 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 da. 'Cause the very same people who are right sometimes are the very same people who are wrong sometimes. And sometimes I'm that person, but mostly it's you. Won't you please, please, won't you be? Take my time, thank you. Why? I wonder why. Why can't my pussycat fly? I learned to be brave and then to be strong. 'Cause if I can be brave, then I'll never go wrong. Tree, 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 tree. We love you, we do. Oh yes, tree, we love you. Just like Daniel Tiger, I'm feeling so shy now. It would be so cool to go to Alcor. are my friend, you are special to me. You are my friend, F-R-I-E-N-D. It's such a happy feeling to grow inside, and it's such a good feeling to be alive. Won't you please, please, won't you be my neighbor? Won't you be my neighbor? Yes, I'll be your neighbor now. Let's pretend that we've always been friends. Yeah, we can make believe right through the TV screen. Let's make believe.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is Midge Cricket, recorded in our studios back in 2010. And Zoe Mulford with Mr. Rogers Bananas before that. Zoe is a great writer and singer. That album, relatively new, it's called Purple Piano. It's from 2023 and is just a great song. Saturday Light Brigade charge to Jess in the South Hills. Jess, I missed seeing your correct answer earlier. He knew that our high clue was referring to a sweater donated to the Smithsonian by Mr. Rogers back on today's date, November 22nd, back in 1984.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Justin Farron now. With a question we've all asked ourselves from time to time.
Where did I leave my sweater? Where did I leave my sweater? Where'd I think I must have left it in Santa Cruz. At that show I played at the University College 10 Dining Commons multi-purpose room. Yes, I remember it all clearly now. I was packing up my things when a young female student said I sounded exactly like Jason Mraz. And it was then that I set down my sweater to appear natural and unoffended as our conversation shifted to autographs and was then abruptly ended when I signed her new CD, Jason Mraz. So tomorrow I'll go to Mervyn's, tomorrow I'll go to Mervyn's, tomorrow I'll wake up early, I hope my sweater's still on sale. And I can see them all like vultures at the Cherokee brand clearance rack, and by the time I get through, all they'll have left is XXL. And if my sweater's not on sale, then I will wait there until it is, and I will shiver while I wait because it's cold. And while I'm shivering, while I'm waiting for my sweater to go on sale, I'll imagine that girl from Santa Cruz being swallowed by a whale and blaming her new life in a whale's belly on Jason Mraz. So I was standing in line at Mervyn's, and the guy in front of me was obviously wearing a toupee, and I started thinking to myself, what if all our lives are just really long one-act plays in which we actors try desperately to be somebody else? Like, hey, look at me, I've got a fancy house, somebody killed a cow and made my couch, and I've got synthetic hair, it's Velcro to my head. And if that's the case, then I'm concerned that I'm too young to know the truth. I'll have to spend the next 65 years trying to recapture my youth. You know, there aren't very many words that rhyme with Mraz. When I go bald, I'll never ever wear a rug. I'll let the neighbor kids draw dragonflies and beautiful Bengal tigers on my head when I go bald enough. And if my wife's embarrassed by the tigers and she won't be seen in public with them, then I'll divorce her. And the divorce will be quick and painless as far as divorces go. I've been told they're actually pretty difficult. Cause she can keep the house, she can keep the couch whenever I left behind it. She can even have my sweater if she ever happens to find it. I am moving out to the woods where I belong. Yes, I am moving out to the woods where I belong. Yes, I am moving out to the woods where I belong. Yes, I am moving out to the woods where I belong.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is Justin Farron. Good morning to Rich and Freeport Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find our player as well as links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, and our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
You say your heart's been turned to stone. You say you wanna be left alone. You say love only made you weep and moan. Let me tell you something that you know in your bones. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the water that wears down the rock. Love is the power that won't be stopped. Love is the water that wears down the rock.